Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see. Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now, that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Take a little shortbread, budgie nut bar. How many cheeks? Take a little shortbread, budgie nut bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Thank you.
I am ready to receive all the gifts. I know that's right. Because right now, I need all the gifts I can get to find my center. I don't know if it's a moon center, but I got to find some kind of center. All my center seems to be out of whack. Let me do some chant. Let me do some stretching. Let me do some breathing. Thank God for the goddess. I surrender and just let all that happening happen. Oh, Lord. Have you ever showed up at work unprepared? Or you're just not sure what day it is? Or you're just like, what is going on? Yeah, I'm having that kind of moment. And ready to receive. So there's a gift here, right? There you go. Thank you for affirming that with me. I heard you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, Karen Drucker. She's sending all of us, and particularly myself, I'm going to just claim it. Gifts of the goddess. Ooh, do I need that right now? I'm sure this energy is part of what needs to happen. Of course it is. How do I know? Because it's happening. Because if I didn't need this, it won't happen. Karen Drucker, the gift of the goddess. Yes, that's the theme. The gift of the goddess is going to help ladies, women, females tap into their center. We can finally take men off the hook. So all this time we thought we were the one getting it wrong. It was the females that were out of center. I bet most of you don't know what your moon center is. Anyway, what a way to start a show, huh? Yes, yes, it's a way to start a show. Well, all right, here we go. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you wherever you may be at this moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Yeah, it's going to be that kind of show. Now I know I can get myself together, because I would have been too serious if I had everything the way I wanted it. Because everything seems to be out of order, I have to just trust the process so I can relax and breathe it all in. Yes, 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 this is where change begins. You make a difference because you are alive. You make a difference because you are here. You make a difference because you are. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for tuning in to yourself so that you can get the message from your intuition, and then you can broadcast, express the message that you have for the world, because, you know, you're here to deliver your gifts. You are the goddess. You are the God. What is the gift that you have? The world is ready to receive your gift. Tune in into intuition and express it. We started the show off with Karen Drucker, Gifts of the Goddess. To find out more about Karen Drucker, her website address is her name. Simple, Karen, KarenDrucker.com. KarenDrucker.com. That's an old song, but, you know, when a song is written from a place of truth, when a song is about truth, every time you hear it, it's like you're hearing it for the first time. So there's nothing is ever old in truth. As a matter of fact, when you tap into truth, when you tap into the essence of who you are, you realize that you've always been new and will always be new. Because truth has a way of renewing you when you tap into it. And then, if you're kind of feeling out of whack and don't know what's going on, it's all about tapping into your center. I'm teasing you with today's topic. I like doing that sometimes, especially since we're talking about the, you know, all the brothers better pay attention. The secrets of women's inner emotions. All this time, men have been blamed. Hey, men, brothers, it's okay. It wasn't our fault, you know. Anyway, stop it, stop it. Don't start a fight at the beginning of the show. Well, please don't fight on my show. Anyway, quick announcement so we can get into this interview. Gareth Hage is waiting and live, ready to download and share and see where we go. We're getting ready to dance together. Yes, indeed, you are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I am your host, Life Coach Ade, who is feeling rather silly and joyful and happy and what will be your B mode, whatever you want to call that. And, yes, quick announcement. We're taking your questions. And, I'm, anyway, 347-426-3346. I wonder if men have moon centers. I mean, because we both have, we have the male and female, male and female. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. The male, the feminine, that's what I was looking for. The feminine and the masculine energy. So we're going to have some kind of Santa. Okay, we'll find out. But it ain't about us, is it? Well, but it is. Because when a man knows, a woman is happy. I've been doing too much reading. I think that's the problem. All right. Okay. 347-426-3346. My consciousness has been hijacked. We're taking your questions, your comments. We're also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach at a fan page. What is really going on? Ask Life Coach at a fan page. And that's Ask Life Coach, A-D-E, on Facebook. It's a fan page, so you know it's on Facebook. If you don't do Facebook, if you're at work and your supervisor's behind you and they switch their timeline so they know what Facebook looks like, just go to Life Conversations Media. Don't say too loud. LifeConversationsMedia.com. And there's a tab there. You can click on it. You can click on that, and then you can send your questions. Your supervisor don't know no better, because if they do, they'll be listening to the show. But because they're not listening to the show, we invite you to share the show with your friends, your lovers, your haters, your wife, all the people, the people you want to get with, the people you can't stand, your enemy is really your inner me. Share the show with them, text the show, Twitter, share it on Facebook, click the like button, and do it now. Do it now. Okay, so what? You listen to the archive. It doesn't matter. It's now. Still click it. Truth is always new. Remember, I said that. So click it now so people can hear. And even if it's just 1,000 years from now, like, wow, they had so much fun back in the day. We need to loosen up. Okay, I think, no, that's not it now. There's some more. There's a little bit here. I don't know what's going on. Tate would tell me what's really going on, and I don't know. I think I've been hijacked by a joyful elf. Not always like this. I'm usually serious. John Holland is joining us tomorrow, the internationally renowned psychic medium spiritual teacher. He'll be here tomorrow. On Wednesday, we are doing Transforming Grief with Tom Zuber. And then on Thursday, we want to remind you that all children, all of them, are like cupcakes. So you got to handle them gently. You got to digest them, you got to embrace them, you got to love them and Saba Gava. So make sure you tune in. To find out more about what's going on in Life Conversations Radio, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. To find out more about what's going on with the radio station, go to Life Conversations Media. We're helping you strengthen your brain cells because you got to think. And you can catch upcoming guests and past guests. We have Bishop Carlton Pearson last Thursday. What an amazing show. I saw him this weekend on Saturday. Awesome. He's coming back May 23rd, so mark your calendars. And now let me get ready to read a little something about my guest, who's waiting patiently. And I thank you. Just trying to get myself together. I am out of order. And when I'm out of order, I am one with the one, so all is well. Let's pull this up. And let's do this. So everybody take a breath. Breathe out. No. Let's be serious here. Let's all breathe in together, okay? All right, let's do it together. Breathe in. And breathe out. Once again, if you listen to the archive, you better do the same, because that's you reconnecting consciously. And when you do that, you will remember this truth about you. This is the truth about you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
And that's the truth. You are wonderful, you are whole, I am free. Tammy and Facebook said, you cracked me up. Well, guess what? When I'm cracked up, I have to crack everybody else up. I can't be the only one cracked up now. And, I didn't forget about Mercury. I am so, Mercury's bringing so much gifts. Like I can come back and listen and embrace the truth and reconnect, research, and retune. Say, thank you. I almost got that wrong. So let me read a little bit about Guru Tej here. Guru Tej is known as the energy guru. an original disciple of Yogi Bhajan and a founding practitioner of Kundalini Yoga. Maybe that's what's happening. Her energy just lighted me up. I can feel my back on fire. Everything is just happening. I can't control myself. Guru Tej is one of a handful of Kundalini Yoga masters in the world. She has taught people for over 40 years to connect to their essence through healing, meditation, yoga, and chanting. She lives and breathes the meaning of her sweet name, the one who brings you from darkness into light at the speed of light. Yeah, she's the reason I feel this way. I knew it. I feel so light. After a while, I don't feel heavy. I can't even control myself. Just like all this energy rushing through me. She has created products that support and uplift humanity. She has 4 yoga DVDs, of which are listed in the top 10 yoga DVDs of all time. Now, that's nothing to play with. She got chakra pillows. Wonder what those are. 2 books, A Slice of the Beloved, and Get Your Skinny Back. She has also developed a series of highly innovative teachings called the Moon Centers, revealing the challenges and the gift of each center and an in-depth view of how they affect women. These priceless teachings allow men to chart the cycles. Why would I want to do that? To chart the cycle and support their partners in understanding their gifts for more ease, less drama in the lives of all concerned. I guess I want to learn about them myself. So if you're listening to the show for the first time, it's okay, relax. It's okay. You know, this is a different kind of radio station. This is where we all let it hang out. And if you can't handle this, it's okay. You can come back another time. You be ready. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, please, please, please just join me in welcoming my wonderful guest, Drew Tej. Thank you all for this day. Everybody calm down. Drew Tej, how are you doing?
I am doing great. Can you hear me?
Yes, you are.
Oh, good.
I can hear you loud and clear. Not only can I hear you, I can feel you. Because I can feel all this energy. You send me energy all the way from the West Coast.
Yes, of course. I mean, energy is not restricted by time and space, so it has no problem traveling.
It loves
to travel.
She's traveling up my body. I can't even think. You know, I can even read your bio without thoughts coming to my mind. But anyway, yes. Welcome to Life Conversations Radio.
Thank you.
We're going to be talking about your book, The Moon She Rocks You. It's all about understanding. But before we get into that, before we talk about the moon sense, we know about the moon cycle, and some ladies maybe they know about the moon sense. But before we get into that, I want to ask you this question. I read a little bit about you. You've been doing this work a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I got to ask you this question. Who are you? Who is Guru Tej?
Who is Guru Tej? Guru Tej is an aspect of the divine who's here to play on the planet and uplift others.
I hear that. Yes, indeed. Now, we want to talk about... Are you using Skype? Because your phone...
No, I'm not using Skype.
It's got that underwater sound, but hopefully, I guess it's all the energies, mercury, everything that is just working for her behalf. Well, we'll breathe through it, and as long as the listeners can hear you, we'll keep going. Now, let's talk about your latest book. And it's a book that I've been reading, and it's just brought so much for me. As I said at the beginning of the show, I really do feel like you can let men off the hook now that we're not the problem. You know, we've been blamed and just men don't understand it. They don't know how to treat a woman. But reading your book, I'm left feeling like I think it's the woman that needs to align with her moon center. What is the moon center?
You know, I'm going to first explain something to you. There's no men on the hook or women on the hook, okay? We don't want to take everybody off the hook, right? Doesn't it feel good to get off the hook, off the cross, off
it
of
does.
All of those? You know,
it
it's
does.
Like, really, okay, the time for martyrdom is over. The time for knowledge is here. And that's why all of these secret sciences are coming into play. That's why Kundalini Yoga is no longer a secret science. That's why Kabbalah is now available to everyone, right? And same thing with the moon centers. It was a secret science, and it's out of the box, and it's such great information, and I'll tell you why. Women are ruled by the moon, and we have a lot of mystery. Look at the moon. Every night different, right? Every night there's you see a different piece of it.
Yeah.
And so it's amazing what it can offer. And just let me know if this is, like, too bad, how you hear me. I can call back in and try to redo it. So,
keep going, and then go finish that point, and then maybe maybe you can call back. Go ahead.
Okay, so the beauty of the moon is that it's never the same. The beauty of the feminine is that we are not the same. The masculine has a much longer cycle. It's you know, the sun cycle, right? So the sun cycle is much, much longer. It's like, look at the sun. Mm-hmm. Every 28, 30 days, it changes, you know, into Pisces to Aries, which is where we are right now. We're shifting. Mm-hmm. But the moon changes every single night. And the moon centers in women is about what happens as the moon acts like an acupuncture agent on these different points of a woman's body, and the gifts that it reveals, and also the challenges that can happen in those states. It's really the inner emotional states of women. And once we know these, we have tools to work with them. Oh, my God, it can make life so much easier for the woman herself and for everyone around her. So,
no, that's right.
Yes.
I know that is right. So
yes.
This moon center is located in different parts of the body. And in your book, you talk about how a woman changes, changing cycles every 2.5 days. So
yes.
When you say changing cycles every two, but what does that mean? Does that mean they can be happy for 2.5 days and then sad for 2.5 days?
No. It actually means every center has a gift, but it also has, just like everything else in life, it's the, you know, the three muses, the triune, the three gods, the, you know, Shiva, Brahma, Vishnu, you know, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, the, you know, it's all comes in that triangle. So your negative, your positive, your neutral mind are what we call here, your positive, your challenged, and your neutral aspect of these centers. So kind of what I'd like to do is just read where these centers are to you. And so I'm just going to ask, if you're not driving a car, if everybody would just kind of close your eyes for a second, because I want you to feel these centers inside of yourself. And then I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to tell you what they, you know, what their gift and their challenge and their neutral states are. And then I really want you to, then I'm going to talk to you about how you can chart this, because men like to know the known, and women are more friendly with the unknown. So what we want to do with this is we want to make the unknown known in a way that it can be mapped out, and you can look at your chart and go, oh, in, you know, 3 days, I am going to be the PR queen of the universe, so what do I want to do with that energy? And get excited about all these gifts. You spoke of gifts at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
This whole system is about how women can claim their gifts and not just be subject to all of these emotional changes that happen. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, of course, there's many aspects to this. If you eat funky, junky food all the time, you're not going to feel good. It's not going to add to your emotional well-being, okay? Mm-hmm. If you never exercise, if you don't meditate, there's all these things that go along with this as a support system. This is just the underlying science, and I give you tips all along the way, in the book, in the program. That there's also a whole program that has audios and videos and everything else that goes along with this. But this is a science that's priceless. Okay, so are you ready for the read-through?
Let's do it.
Okay. The first center, and oh, I have to tell you something before. It does not move through all women the same way. This is what you have to chart, okay? So I'm going to say this again. For me, it may be my hairline, my cheeks, my earlobes, my inner thighs. And for another woman, it could be her lips, her cheeks, her earlobes, the nape of her neck. Okay, so I'm going to read each one of these, and then we'll talk more about how you can create your own roadmap and understand how yours move, because once you do it, it stays that way. So are you willing to invest, you know, a few months of paying attention to find out and then utilize this science?
Well, but you know what? I'm actually going to keep them waiting a little bit longer because I'm still having that underwater sound. Maybe you can call back in because I really want I want the female listeners to listen to this. I want them to get this. I want them to be alive.
Okay, so, I am going to call you back in, okay?
All right, sounds good. So you can open your eyes now, listeners. You can open your eyes. Good Change is going to call back. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And today we are talking about revealing the secrets. Ooh, we're unlocking secrets into the universe, revealing the secrets of women's inner emotions. And I have her book, and I've been reading this Moon Centers. I actually find them fascinating. And as I read it, it gives me a sort of a deeper awareness for this thing called life, for us as human beings, as spiritual beings, and so much more that's going on. I always say going on behind the scenes that we're not aware of. And the great thing about this, and I can't wait to ask Gurutej about this, but we'll talk about that. It's this whole thing about somebody made a comment that a woman said she don't think she'll vote for a president, a woman president, because women are so emotional. But we'll get to that. Gurutej is back. We'll go through the motion center. Yeah, this is motion too. Moon centers, and then okay, let's try this time. You're back with us.
I am back with you. Is this better?
Ooh, loud and clear. Oh yes, indeed. Yes, yes, yes.
All right. Just use a different phone.
Right. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so shall we go over these?
Let's do it.
All right. I would like you to close your eyes and just listen to these and feel these. And men, if you're listening, I really want you to understand that you have the power to make your life easier, less emotionally drama, trauma driven. If you help your woman figure this out, you get to claim the benefits of the gifts that she actually has access to. Okay. So the first one is the hairline. In the positive aspect of the hairline, women are very visionary. It's very good for you because pay attention to their visions. In the challenged aspect, she can be paranoid. What does that mean? She has an absence of vision, of knowing, of intuition. In the neutral aspect, she's immovable. Not in a bad way, but in a way of like, she knows, and you're not going to be able to trick her, to cajole her, to bribe her. She's there. The second one is the eyebrows. In the eyebrows, women have healing dreams. Pay attention to your dreams, women, in this. Men, support the women in the dreams they have. Listen to them. In the challenge state of this, it's all about fantasy. My teacher used to say, this is the place that men build a castle, and a fantasy castle, and women move into it. Okay. Women can be very easily tricked in this stage because they want the fantasy. In the neutral aspect of this, you know how to use your visions. Your cheeks. You become the promotion queen. You can promote anything. You really can crawl inside of anything, get the essence of it, and take it out into the world. The challenged aspect of this is out of control flirting. Flirting means I'm not willing to get into my depth with anything, and I need other people to tell me I'm beautiful, I'm good, I'm amazing. In the neutral aspect, everyone sees you as very radiant and beautiful. You've got energy, internal energy that's alive. In your lips are your next one. This is not going to be a surprise to you, but we're very talkative in our lips when women are in their lips. And some men have said to me, can somebody be stuck in one of these continuously? And the answer is no. You can't, but sometimes it seems that way.
Thank goodness.
The lips are your talkative, right? The challenged aspect of it, you get very sharp-tongued, right? Cut anything. In the neutral aspect of it, you can uplift people with your communication. Your communication, you use it as a tool for uplifting, supporting. Your fifth one is your earlobes. Remember, this does not go in this order for everyone. I'm just giving you in the descending order, okay? Your earlobes, you want to talk about the values. Are we on track with the values of our life? Are we living to our values? In the challenged aspect of this, you're very self-deprecating because you don't trust that you are living to that. In the neutral aspect, you feel very empowered by your values because you know that you are living them. The nape of the neck. The nape of the neck, you're very, think about the nape of your neck. It's very sensitive. Most people love to be kissed there. You're very susceptible in the positive to romantic speaking, to people's voice. You hear it. It resonates, you know, in the back of the throat chakra. In the challenged aspect, you feel unable to communicate anything that you feel or know. In the neutral aspect, you feel that you can speak from your heart. Your heart feels expanded into everything, and you feel absolutely capable of speaking and conveying from there. Your nipples. In the positive aspect, you are absolutely compassionate and overgiving. It's just like you cannot do enough for everybody. So this is a great place, everybody, to line up, you know, and be part of that which is given to. In the challenged aspect, you feel like a victim. You don't have the energy to give. You don't have the consciousness. You don't have the care to give. In the neutral aspect, you have unconditional love. It's neither sympathy nor empathy. It's that capacity to just be the other, and be yourself. In your navel, it's about physical energy. It's about, oh my goodness, here you're going to want to move and, you know, do things and exercise and take hikes. And in the challenged aspect, you feel very unstable. You want to turn into a couch potato. You don't know what to do. You know, it's like, oh, how do I start to get this weight off or whatever? You feel immobilized almost by it. In the neutral aspect, you have a tremendous power to show up because your navel is that aspect of your connection to the earth. In your inner thighs, which is your ninth center, you feel highly organized. This is where, like, oh, my God, give me a project. I can organize it. I can, you know, clean out my desk, my garage, my whatever it is. In the challenge aspect, you feel very disorganized. Can't, you know, get it together to, like, remember to bring the things from one room to another. In the neutral aspect, you have a lot of creative strength. You just feel like, I can create anything. I understand how to do this. I stand under myself. The tenth one is the clitoris. In this one, you need to socialize in the positive. You want to be with people, perfect time to throw a party, to really connect with people, and to be part of that. You're going to want to go out and do things. In the challenged aspect, you need to be with your people. You need to be safe and secure and with the people that you love and trust and not go out and do anything new. In the neutral aspect, it's about leadership and your capacity. You feel very charming and able to just speak with and connect with anyone. The last one is the membranes of your vagina. And in this one, you feel very energetic, very connective, in the positive. In the challenged, you feel zero, empty, nothing. Not in the best way of nothingness, but in that place of having no self-worth, no capacity to do anything. In the neutral, the beginnings and endings are all the same. You're not attached to if things come, if they go, if this happens, if that happens. You still feel that you are in that infinite flow. And those are your 11 moon centers.
Now, some of them raises questions for me, and I'm sure for the listeners. But before we actually break, so you said earlier, you said the moon centers are like acupuncture points, right? Do we need some kind of professional training to be able to know where it is, or you can just touch the area and you would know the point? Or is it actually a point?
No, you're going to know what point. This is a very easy way to do this. There's two ways. You can use a pendulum, you know, every day and kind of check in like where you are, ask where you are, and look at the chart that is available. And or you can actually, like, put up the chart on your TV. Yeah, you can do that, too. That would be a good thing to look at instead of some stuff that's on TV, wouldn't it? You can put it up on your fridge or your mirror in your bathroom. And every day, you and your partner or you and a friend, click off where you think you are. You don't have to, you know, say, I'm in the negative aspect of this. Just take, you know, one has a black marker, one has a green marker. You mark it off. If you do this with different colored markers for 3 months, you're going to get to see the pattern. So you're going to say, you know, day one, I was here. Okay, day two, I just had such amazing visions when I meditated this morning or in my dreams. There is no doubt with me, I'm in my hairline. Okay. The next day, you're like, I have no idea where I am. No, none whatsoever. And your friend says, you know, you've been having kind of a challenge communicating today, or your partner or your husband, mm-hmm. or your, you know, and say, you know, you might be just slightly in the challenged aspect of the nape of the neck. Now, the good news is you both don't have to agree on which point you think the person is in, but after 3 months, you're going to get the road map. You're going to be able to see, okay, on day one, I was in this one. On day two, I was in this one. We both think I was in this one, and one of us thinks I was in this one, and one of us thinks I was in a different one. But you're going to see a pattern that's going to emerge. Then the great news of this is you're going to be able to look and go, all right. Tomorrow I'm going to be in my eyebrows. So I can stay much more tuned in to what's coming to me in the healing arena for myself, right. for others. Right. You know, you get to tune into that channel. Now, this is just like anything else. It's a guideline. It's not like trying to make you, like, be a robot. It's trying to reveal the gifts and the challenges. You know, we know that inside of every gift lays a challenge. Inside of every challenge lays a gift. Mm-hmm. So it's to reveal those. And then I want to go over some things that you can do, give you, you know, some energy tips, give you some, you know, meditations, give you some things that you can do for each one.
Right.
So that
right.
you can actually get into the positive or the neutral aspect of each one.
In your book, you detail different exercises females can do to actually align, to get into the positive, to move from the challenge and the neutral. And we mm-hmm. don't even have enough time to go through. But I wanted, you know, it was funny because I heard some that made me go, and how, well, one made question, but the other could be overly, misinterpreted. And I'll get to that in a minute. But the first one, now that I'm looking at my book here, like, funny that those two parts are the one that make me go, So here's the first part. When you talk about the nipples, you say compassionate overgiving. So for me, when I hear overgiving, that kind of sounds like someone is giving too much and is out of balance.
Can
you explain what that means?
Yes, that can happen in this center. You know, when women get into this thing of like, oh, my God, you know, I just feel like I want to take care of the world. We can do that, but it oftentimes we don't pace ourselves very well when we're in that state. We just give until we're exhausted. So that's kind of the pay attention when you're in the center and realize, you know, the amount of energy you have at 20 is not the same amount of energy that you have at 40 is not the same amount of energy you have at 60. You have more wisdom as you get older. And more ability to say, okay, I want to, instead of planning, you know, 10 events that day or 10 things you're going to do with people, look at it and go, okay, this is all really good. What can I really do so that I am truly giving but still can stay in the receptive state so that the circle can keep happening, right? So that I have the capacity to sustain this capacity to give as opposed to being overgiving and then, you know, fall apart.
Right. So the optimum stage to be is the neutral rather than the positive or the challenge, because in the positive...
It is. The neutral is always the optimum place to be, because I remember when our teacher first talked to us about the neutral mind, this was like the early 70s, he said, you all love to ride on the roller coaster. You're happy, you're sad, you're upset, you're joyous, you're not alone. I thought, yeah, that's the fun of life. And he was like, neutral is where you want to be. You want to be in the neutral mind. And I thought, oh, my God, that sounds so boring. And as you get older, you realize what a complete gem your neutral mind is. It's like, oh, my God.
So age, the age brings wisdom. That's why we have sage.
You just all of a sudden realize it's not, you're not flatlining. You're not dying. Mm-hmm. You just have this capacity to be very calm inside of yourself. No matter what the winds of change are, you know, you were talking today about so many people right now experiencing just the crazies. And you can say, yes, it was the solar flares. It's, you know, Mercury retrograde. It's the try-in that's happening right now. It's the this and it's the that. It's also the fact that we're in 2012. This is the year of the dragon. We're in that place where we are actually being required. We're in this pressure, you know, of we can become, with the pressure, you can become a diamond or dust.
Mm. Yeah.
And we get to choose each moment, right?
Yes, yes.
What we do with the pressure. Do we use it to make us vast and amazing, or do we use it to crush us?
So true, so true. Now, another one I want to clarify. Well, actually, from just my own understanding, really, because you said the clitoris is another moon center, but the positive side is need to socialize. And that can be interpreted to mean a need to socialize with a lot of people, have a lot of sex. There's a need to socialize and leadership. So when you say need to socialize, are you just talking about hanging out with people or actually, well, I won't do that.
We're not going to get into, you know, like as many people as you can fit in your bed. I all the time have men ask me, which ones of these are good for sex? Okay. And I'm going to tell you something, men, and I'm going to tell you something, women. Okay. Any of these can be good for that deep connection. What this does is it gives you an understanding of where women are, and understanding is such a beautiful word because it means to stand under. When you can stand under your woman in this position, two things happen. One is men, you get more intuitive and you get more understanding of how she moves. Number two is when you stand under her, you get the goodies. So if you want to know how to connect with your woman better and you're willing to invest a few months of like paying attention for a few minutes every day to her, then there isn't one of these that isn't good. You know, you say the earlobes, well, she's self-deprecating. Well, start talking to her about what it is that she really values in her life. What is it that we really are doing that we value, and do we need to rearrange this? She will so fall in love with you, okay? These are the ways in. Men are always looking for ways into women. Here you go. These are your ways in, all right?
Well, I'm getting all the tools I need. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. My guest is Guru Tej. She is the author of The Moon She Rocks You, Revealing the Secrets of Woman's Inner Emotion. And we're talking about the moon center, not the moon cycle, but it kind of ties it, but we're talking about the moon centers. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We're also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach Ade fan page, Ask Life Coach Ade fan page, and multitasking. If you want to find out more, go to gurutej.com. That's GURUTEJ.com. You can find out more about the wonderful work she's doing. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to go to a caller. And I got so many questions because I want to talk about women being so the mindset, should I say, being overly emotional. We hear it, oh, women are just too emotional. Some men, I just can't deal with it, just too much. That's why I'm never going to get married. I can't deal with all that emotion. And earlier when you were calling back, I was sharing with the listeners that a friend of mine was telling me she was listening to a show, and a woman said the reason she would never vote for a female president is because women are too emotional. And for her, she needs somebody who can take care of their emotions and align. And apparently some females called in and said, "What are you saying? Are you trying to tell my daughter she can't be a president?" And she said, "Here's my point." So we want to talk about that. How to see the best of the feminine energy. And we're going to take a call. We're going to take a break. 347-426-3346. Check out Guru Tej's website. It's gurutej.com. GURUTEJ.com. And lots of information there. We're going to take a very quick break, and we'll be right back. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Isn't that right, Jack? Okay, how about Jack Armstrong? Tell them what they're listening to because they may not hear me.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word. But really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the
yes, community. Indeed. We're giving a voice back to the world community, the global community. Before we go and talk to Gurutej about the woman being too emotional, let's take a call. Actually, before I do that, I have a listener, Donna. Donna said, "It's easy to get into a woman. Let's get into the mystery of how to get into men." Men are not mysterious. We're very clear. We're open. We're plain. We don't hide anything. We only change every 28 days. We are so transparent. What are you talking about, Donna? The mystery is you think men are mysterious. That's the mystery. Men are mysterious? What planet are you living on? Let's take a call.
I'm not helping you.
Silas.
I'm not helping you today. You're on your own. Donna, there
I'm
is that
own.
Man.
I can handle it. I'm
grounded.
Hello,
Gurutej. Yes, right. You know what, though? I love this conversation. The Moon Centers, thank you so much for walking us through that. We really need to take a moment. And my name is Celeste. We really need to take a moment and acknowledge that this type of material is on the air right now. Because my question really goes to the us not trusting ourselves as women to be in leadership. I don't separate out from the caller, whoever said that on another show. I'm not going to separate from her because I want to be able to see why she would say that. And what I want to bring to you is these two faces of the moon that I see in our culture. There's one face where you've got the Van Morrison moon dance. You got, you know, light and love light and wine and all of that. And then there's this other Wolfman Jack version. There's the PMS and there's that scary part. And I'm just wondering, how do we as women step up and balance the reality of all that energy with the moon centers, if you can follow that?
Yes. And I'm going to give you an answer that's going to sound kind of simplistic. But
okay.
I, too, have worked my whole life on empowering women. I have taught, you know, at one point in time, I was like, where are the men in my life? It was like I only was working with women almost. And the interesting thing is what the moon centers do is they help, especially women, to look at themselves and say, okay, we are emotional beings. We do change with cycles. But how can we find the stability in the unknown? Women are more, you know, knowing of the unknown and bringing that unknown in and not having to be, you know, a slave to our emotions, right? It's not that you don't want to have your emotions. Your emotions are the voice of your soul. It's when we attach the story to the emotion that it loses the power. And, you know, it's okay for men in leadership to be angry and, you know, reactionary in that way, but it's not okay for women to bring their intuition into it. And, you know, be emotional maybe in terms of feeling more delicate. And I think the consciousness of this is how can we acknowledge our delicacy and how can we do the things that feed that, but also have the power to understand how to stay more balanced. If you choose a leadership role on the planet, you cannot allow your emotions to just rule you and just take you up and slam you down. And, you know, one day you're amazing and the next day, you know, you're totally reactionary with everyone. You can. It's just not an effective mode of leadership. It's not an effective, you know, format. So for women, it's like, how do we utilize all this information that we get through our emotional body and not put it off to the side and become more masculine, but how do we use this as, and the reason I love the moon centers is because it gives you guideposts of what your biggest gifts are in this time period, and you can utilize those. Because when you look at this, every single one of these are necessary in leadership. You need to be able to speak really well. How good can you communicate? How well can you discuss what the values of your company or your group is? You know, how can you identify those and work towards meeting those? How can you be very compassionate with the people that you're leading and yet not get into the sympathy-empathy thing, right? How do you have enough physical energy to sustain this? You've got to be highly organized to be, you know, in a leadership role. So when you look through each one of these, they're all about serving us in that position of power in the world without losing the visionary qualities that we, every leader needs to be a visionary, you know, and also the capacity to heal. My teacher said, if your presence can't heal, then nothing else can. So how can we become so delicious and delightful in our essence and so trusting of who we really are and what our gifts are, that when we walk into a room, everyone feels like they want to take a deep breath, not because we're the most beautiful, we're the whatever, we're a movie star, we're this, but that we make them feel more connected to their own essence.
What a gift that you just gave all of us. Thank you so much. Okay, I got everything I needed.
I do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. Celeste will be joining us in a few minutes for Celestial Moments. But just staying with that conversation, Gertrude, there are females who actually judge and criticize themselves. Some women, they mothers, they beat themselves up because they're feeling the emotion or they're intuitive. The things that make them who they are, that some actually have convinced themselves that it's more important or maybe safer to be more like man in order to survive. So with identifying one's moon center, is it something that can help in that process, and does it have to be done on a regular basis, the exercise that you give in the book? So that's like
Let's
a two-part
see,
question.
I just want to be really truthful about this. Just because mm-hmm. you chose a female body for this incarnation mm-hmm. doesn't mean that you have a predominantly feminine being. Some people with these mm-hmm. bodies have like 60% masculine energy, and they're mm-hmm. much more at home with the known in the world, okay? But most women have a lot of feminine energy. You chose this female body for a reason, mm-hmm. and it's learning how to utilize all of the gifts, not just some of them. I think that sometimes the women, trust me, I'm an empath. I went through a lot of my life feeling everything and being so overwhelmed by so much of what I felt and feeling, you know, so vulnerable. I have like six planets in Pisces. You know, I was like, okay, I can feel everything. So learning how to be able to utilize and strengthen my own magnetic field so that I could still pick those things up, but they didn't overwhelm me. They were just part of the entire universe. And so the women that feel more home in the visionary, intuitive, healing aspects of this, what they get to learn is how to claim some of, you know, the more than the navel, more the physical energy, more of the, you know, inner thighs, how to organize themselves better. And the ones that are, you know, have no problem with the navel, the projection into the world, the capacity to socialize with anybody, the knowing how to talk, you know, speak to anybody and that, they get to claim the more visionary and healing ones, should they so choose to do so, right? You have to be willing to understand that really you can have it all doesn't mean that you can have a job and be a mother and have a relationship, and that you can have it all means that you can have all the aspects of yourself. That's the most important thing to have. And women are very prismatic. You know, and this woman said, how do we understand men? I agree with you. Men are really, they're simple. They'll tell you themselves. Every man will say, it's really simple. You know, what men want is they want the women in their lives to tell them they are great so they can go out into the world and do what they need to do. They need to be petted. They need to be, you know, touched and just, you know, sent back out into the world. Women, on the other hand, need to be seen, they need to be heard, and they need to be, you know, feel that the person that cares about them makes them feel more secure and grounded. Lovely. But it's very different. Women are the unknown, so they are much more complicated than men.
Yes. And I think most females, well, most generalizing here, but a lot too many women let a society tell them how they should feel about what they're feeling, what is right or wrong. I mean, we have all these reality TVs like the Mob's Wife, the Basketball's Wife, and they're always fighting and going at each other. It's just like, I mean, I just think that those kind of things are just so over, which it needs to be done with. And it is about understanding oneself and really being able to tune into that gift of intuition. I think that makes a difference. I want to ask you something here before we got a segment coming up, a quick segment called Celestial Moment. But before we do that, I want to ask you this. In your book, you talk about three things, and you mentioned it, just mentioned it, three things that women want from men. But here's this one part for me that when you say one of these to be seen, and that's why females ask, how do I look? What does it look like on me? So the question that I have when I read that is, well, when a woman asks her partner or her husband or whatever, how do I look?
I just what you're going to ask.
That's right.
Okay,
so if he thinks that does not look good, does she want him to be honest? Or, I mean, because that's a death sentence because, you know, it's a tricky question.
That's a setup. No, let me just tell
you. It is a setup. I mean, because even at that moment, if a man thinks, what her wife is wearing, her girlfriend is wearing, it's too revealing. Maybe there's sometimes, there may be another day he won't mind, but that day he just thinks, ooh, we're going amongst my friends, and that's too revealing. Just how do I look? That's a tough one. So if that's what women want, they want to be seen and they want to be told how they look. Please help us.
No, let me clarify this. And it was so good because we were talking about this. I was teaching a teacher's training yesterday. We were talking about this, and one man said it so beautifully. He said, you say to her, darling, you look good in everything. But I'll tell you, the thing I really love you in is, and you tell them another outfit, which means that you have paid attention to what they're wearing, and you love something. And I will tell you, the more secure a woman is, the more, you know, my partner tells me all the time, like, you know, those are good, but I don't like them together. And I have a really good sense. I used to design clothes. I was a fashion designer. So I understand clothes. But I listen to him. And sometimes I agree with him, and sometimes I don't. Even if I don't ask him, like, what do you think?
Right.
He'll say to me, you know, oh, I love that on you. Or that's really, you know, a goddess outfit or something. But when women are feeling challenged or insecure, men get to pay attention to how they speak it, not the thing itself. I mean, come on, man, you all know you can doom yourself by your tone of voice sometimes, you know? it's a choice of words. It's like you let them know, I love you, I see you, you know, you're great in anything to me. Mm. But this one really is a little bit better on you. This one really shows off, you know, your essence better. This one really is, I love this color on you, whatever it is. And then if she doesn't choose to wear it, it's no big deal. But the truth of it is that she heard that you saw her, that you've paid attention in the future, and that you know something about her clothes and what looks good on her. And it will increase her trust, and it will increase her love of you because you've paid attention.
Yeah, I can see how that makes a difference. But I want to go here with Celeste. We're coming to you in a minute. But I'm thinking of when you talk about the moon center and the hairline, somebody who's in a challenged position, feeling paranoid about everything, and they're going out. Maybe their husband said or the boyfriend said, "Let's go out," and but she's all, "Okay, I guess I just went." From sight, she's still in paranoid. She probably picked something that she is really just going to highlight what she's feeling anyway, and she goes, "I'm not looking this," you know. Would the same thing work? I mean, because I think it's such a, no pun intended, it's such a fine line. When someone is feeling...
You're totally right. Now, when a woman is in a challenged aspect, let me just say, you first want to get her out of the challenged aspect. So in the book, there's things for each one. Okay, you know, once she's really paranoid, you're not going to go like, yeah, let's go out. And then she's going to say, oh, God, I can't find anything I feel that I look good in. Well, she's not going to feel like she looks good in anything because everything feels like, oh, my God, nobody will like me in this. Nobody will feel good about this. So the first thing you want to do is get her out of that paranoid state. Now, in the book, I've got all sorts of exercises to do, but if we have a moment, I'd like to just share one really simple one that you can do. The state of paranoia comes from when your field, we know everything has a magnetic field, right? Your phones have a magnetic field, your TV, your computer, so do you. And when your magnetic field is very small, you feel very small or sick.
Right.
So when your magnetic field is big, you feel much bigger and brighter. So a very simple thing you can do as a couple is just say to her, honey, do this with me. Come here for a second. You know, give her a hug, you know, and then interlace your fingers with hers. It's called Venus lock, right? The lock of love. Mm-hmm. So you just get to interlace your fingers. You're going to stand facing each other, interlace your fingers with each other, and you're going to do this exercise. The sound is hula. So on the inhale, you're going to do hula, feel like you're sucking in the whole universe. And you're going to come up on your toes and you're going to open your eyes super wide at each other. Good. And then you're going to squat down and you're going to say la and let your arms swing down. So on the hoo, your arms come up over your head. So what you're doing is you're cleaning out your magnetic field. You don't have to tell her this, right? But you're clearing your magnetic field and you're energizing it. You're clearing it out of all of the things that are being held there that don't serve you. And hula is a very old Sufi heart mantra. And when you come up on your toes, you stimulate all the glands in your head. You open your eyes super wide, you activate your intuition. You cannot be paranoid when your intuition is activated. So Do this with me, everybody. Just do it like 3 or 4 times. If you do this for 2 minutes, I promise you she cannot maintain a paranoid state. All right? Ready? And just inhale up. Hold each other up on your toes. Come way up on the toes. Toes. And exhale down. So we just did that 4 times, and if you really did it with me, you're going to find your energy is moving through your body. You can feel it going up and down your spine, your legs. Women stick things that we wish we had done in our thighs, okay? Mm. It's like, okay, I wish I'd done that. So it activates all of these things. It gets your magnetic field clear, and it makes her feel connected to you and to herself.
Yes. It sounds to me, what you share that, what comes up for me is the importance of us individually being responsible for our own health and well-being, doing our spiritual work. Because I can just imagine a man who's read your book, find somebody who with a woman who has read your book, who doesn't know anything about moons at this stage. He's like, what are you doing? Just do this with me.
Right.
I'm sure she feels better. That was kind of weird, but I feel better. But I don't know what you're doing. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about this. This awareness, this information, how does it work when it comes to same-sex relationship, especially female and female relationship? Does it work? Is there anything that could be done differently? But we'll talk about that after the break. Well, actually, we're getting ready for a quick segment called Celestial Moment. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. I am learning so much. I have questions after questions, but time is ticking along, so I'm just going to and go down to my toes and be aligned and know all is well. I don't have to worry about what I can't ask. But it's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And then we're going to talk to Guru Tej for a couple more minutes. More than a couple, but a couple is two. But anyway, you know, just not literally. So, Celeste, how are you doing? Welcome back.
I feel refreshed. I'm going to get right to it because I want to hear more. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that's showing up in our life right now. I come bearing a number gift and a heads up. It's spring equinox tomorrow. Here comes the sun. Then we have a new moon in Aries on Thursday. It's Monday, March 19th, 2012. Add the date, and you get 2034. Add 2034, and the energy of the day equals 9. The number 9 is the teacher. It is a tolerant, somewhat impractical, and sympathetic vibration ruled by Mars. Some folks might think of 9 as the jack of all trades, humanitarian, sympathetic, helpful, emotional, tolerant, active, and determined. Here are some fun facts about 9. There are 9 muses in Greek mythology. They inspire us by giving us the dream to awaken to our passion. 9 shows up as the crone in Mother Peace Tarot. The crone stands at the crossroads. She aligns herself with inner wisdom through solitude and trust. In the everyday goddess, 9 shows up as the hermit, and the sacred message is, I came here on my own. Unafraid, so that I may know myself better, to learn the truth of who I really am in my deepest being. Then 9 also becomes the butterfly in medicine cards, which represents the crawling stages of the caterpillar and the transforming decision to take flight to the sky with all of our colors showing. The 9th card of the Black Angel cards by Earthwind Manuel features the gardener, and that's where we're going to put our spotlight today. How are our soul gardens this spring? What's blooming? Do we have weeds? Unattended, ignored plots of land, waiting for our gentle hands to touch the soil? Try reconnecting with Mother Earth after winter stillness. What's showing up in your life? The gardener features a woman with her big flower hat, and the sun is beaming down. She is holding 2 flowers that she has already picked, and she looks lovingly over at the weeds. Her affirmation is that she has learned to accept her imperfections, allowing the sun to shine on the places where she needs water. She's in the process of cultivation, which means she is gifting herself plenty of water in the form of self-care, self-honoring, and devotion. She's not even hiding the weeds. Here they are. Come and feast your eyes. Take a look at your life right now and enjoy standing in your power for coming so far, regardless of the weeds. Transformation is the gift of introspection. Introspection starts with I, and that's the ninth letter of the alphabet. So all roads lead back to me, and you too. I knew it. And that's the story of nine, through our friend Gardner of the Black Angel Cards. All is well. I'll see you on Tuesday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Celeste. Appreciate you. Yes, introspection, looking within, connecting with your moon center, learning about yourself. Before Celestial Moment, I was asking Gurutej, she's the author of The Moon, She Rocks You, Revealing the Secrets of Woman's Inner Emotions, and that mystical, that mystery about females. So, and Gurutej, so I was asking you earlier, how does this work, particularly in same-sex relationship, where two females in a relationship and they're both in a challenge center? How do they work that out?
I'm sorry, could you just ask me that again, sweetheart?
Yeah, I was thinking in a same-sex relationship with females, if they're both in their challenge position, if the, for whatever reason, maybe one is in a challenge position for the lips, and one has a sharp tongue, and the other one is challenging the nipples, and she's feeling like a victim. How do they support each other to bring themselves back to the center?
You know, it's so amazing, because when women live with each other, whether they're in an intimate relationship or not, we tend to entrain, right, and get the cycles on the same thing. So it does tend to be just slightly more challenging in that it's like, it's not like, okay, well, I'm having this challenge. It's like, well, we are. So this is a really good question. And the truth of it is exactly what you were saying before the break. All of this really comes down to, like, what is your spiritual practice? How can you support each other? And there's things that I call interrupters. And if when you get into a fight, whether it's same sex or not, you make agreements before you, you know, when you're not in a fight, saying, okay, you know, this is what I would really like you to say to me when I'm feeling like this. And the first one that wakes up gets to say that. But there's things that are great interrupters, okay? And I'm going to teach you one that's totally hysterical, but also extremely beneficial. And that's called dragon breath. No one looks good doing dragon breath, but it is a great thing for releasing your upset, your overwhelm, your anger. But when you do this looking at the other person, you cannot help but laugh because it's so weird, all right? Mm. So you're going to inhale in four parts, and I want you to start as close down to the pubic bone as possible. And you're going to inhale through the mouth, because when you're upset, you cannot take a deep breath, especially through your nose. And what break breath does is it breaks up overwhelm. It breaks up anxiety. It breaks up, you know, feeling angry. Okay, so you're going to inhale like this. Now, that's the inhale. The exhale is the good part. Okay, you're going to open your eyes as wide as you can, and you're going to stick your tongue out as far as you can and go, okay? Not only does this look crazy, but each other, you can't help but laughing, but it also helps to balance your thyroid and parathyroid. Okay, it helps those glands that regulate, you know, being overdoing or being under, you know, doing anything. So, come on, we're going to do this a couple times together, because if you don't make friends with this, you will never have it in your toolkit when the moment pops up, right? You will never have this going, okay, what did she say when we were... So practice it so it becomes yours, then it's in your toolkit, right? Mm-hmm. Right, so three times. We're only going to do this three times. But if you ever want to not take yourself seriously, just do this in the mirror, I promise you. You all of a sudden look at it, you're like...
I'm visualizing, it is making me laugh.
You know, your whole life is like, how could this be happening to me? Really, do this in the mirror, I promise you. All of a sudden, you're kind of like, what the heck? All right? Because we have to... It's like, you know, when they go in and they... What do they do with bombs? They send a bomb squad to deactivate the bomb. When the bombs are going off inside of you, what can you do to deactivate the bomb? Otherwise, you're going to spread that bomb all over everything. So let's do this together. Good. Inhale deeply. Now press your tongue to the roof of your mouth. Keep that breath in. And exhale. It's a great release breath, and it's a great, when you release something, you have the capacity to take something else into that space. Mm. And, you know, that's the best thing. So with women to women, they're going to be going through these cycles, but if they each know their own and they keep this on their fridge and they do things that are, you know, they have a toolkit of things that they can do that are funny, that are light, that are, as I said, you know, they're breakers. They're things that can interrupt you in your flow. Mm-hmm. We need to first be interrupted before we can actually go about changing the state. Mm-hmm. You want to interrupt the path that you're going into.
Mm-hmm. Self-knowledge, self-awareness. I was going to ask you one last question, but I have one quick one I got to ask you before the last question.
Okay.
I was thinking the full moon. I mean, there's so much I want to ask. That's why
there's so much. This is like, you know, I started out teaching this as a 2-hour course. It's now turned into like a 6-hour course.
I can see. I think it's probably longer. But I was just thinking, during the full moon, does it intensify the moon center based on where a woman is, a positive or a challenge? Does it intensify it? So if it's challenge or positive, does it just take it over, you know, just overly positive or overly challenged?
You know, I will be really truthful with you, I haven't studied this, but I do know that the moon, when it's full, always intensifies everything. And I'm going to give you a really simple thing that can help with this. When the moon is full, and I know it's like it's a 2 to 3 day period in there really where that effect is, drink a lot of water. Because the moon pulls on the tides, it creates the tides. It also does the same thing in the body of a woman. So if you have a lot of fluid that the moon can pull on, it will not do the same thing to you. If you don't, it pulls on your endocrine fluids, and that's what makes us feel more emotional, more imbalanced, and, you know, more out of control. So lots and lots and lots of water. And men, if you want to do this, drink water in front of the woman. Just drink water in front of her. It will help her just by you drinking water. The last thing you can say to a woman when she's emotional is, you're an emotional wreck. Here, drink a glass of water. It does not work. She will probably throw it at you.
So a wise man sitting with his woman who is getting emotional, he can say, I want to drink. I want to go get some water. You want some?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, if you're at a restaurant, just pick up that glass of water and just have a big old drink right in front of her. She will feel, you know, that flow of that water. And then you can just, wow, this is really good water. You know?
Mm-hmm. Take some. Drink some more. No, finish it. You can have it all.
There you go. I bought this for you.
Oh, gosh. Okay, here's my last question. I have so many more, but we will always bring you back because I think, you know, self-improvement, self-awareness, self-discovery is an ongoing thing, and we can never have enough information. But we all must commit to doing our own spiritual practice, our own spiritual work, and taking responsibility for our health and well-being rather than blaming men or the partners or whoever for the stuff that we're going through. So I'm grateful for the work you do, and you bring in such a light, humorous way. So thank you for your work. Anything else you want to share with listeners, maybe that I didn't ask you or that you're feeling or just popped in your consciousness right now?
So much I want to share with you, but I want to say that if you go onto my site, there is at the bottom of the page, there's an opt-in box, and if you sign into that, you will get a free ebook, and you can be on my email list. I send out a newsletter once a week, usually, and you will just get updates on things, but please feel free to go on to The Moon She Rocks You, and you will be able to see, you know, a whole page on that. There's, you know, all sorts of things on that, and you can actually even order the ebooks. And the book will be out. I got a copy before it was all edited, even, but it should be out the end of this month. And you can, we'll have a thing up really soon that you can pre-sign up for that book if you want it. But the program with the 9 hours of videos, and there's going to be audio files on it as well, and 120 pages of text is already up there, which you can get any time that you want. And please feel free to utilize all the gifts that are on my site.
Hmm. Did you say there's a page for the Moon She Rocks You on your,
mm-hmm.
like on your
there
site?
There is. Under store.
Okay.
If you go under the store, there is
mm-hmm.
a whole, you know, long page of the Moon She Rocks You, yes.
Oh, that's good. That's good, too, because there's so much within Taj and, you know, different things. We don't have enough time to go through it, but you can go to gurutej.com, GURUTEJ.com. There's lots of information in there, articles, blogs. All that you need is right there to find your center, your moon center, and be in line and do a wonderful dance with your partner. Ah, thank you. Thank you for who you are, for your gift once again. I really, really enjoyed the conversation, and I look forward to having you back on Life Conversations Radio.
I look forward to being back. Thank you for this chance to, you know, share our gifts together to the world,
yes,
and bless you for having this program, and bless all of you listeners to really have the courage of what Ade was saying, is your spiritual practice is the most important thing, and... You know, there's lots of tips on my site that can help you to create that. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much.
Bless you.
Ooh, life is good. It's getting better. I am so, so grateful. So grateful. Full of gratitude. In great attitude. We're going to take a break and then share some things, play some music. And, you know, it's like I'm thankful for you listeners, for your support, your love, your energy, your questions, the comments on Facebook or inbox and emails and texts. Thank you, thank you. I am so grateful to be able to do what I do and meet wonderful people who share their truth, and you listeners. Aisha is there, Jeannie is there, silent listeners. Those of you hiding, I see you. I don't know if you're, I don't even care if you're a guest. Silent listeners, I see you because I can see beyond those fonts, those letters. M Phone Lady, Nahali, Quinn, Rod, Tracy, you're on purpose, Teresa. You know that? We have Celeste, we have Lori, we have Donna, we have Tammy, and we have all the other people that are somehow listening but don't want to be seen. But I see you. And those of you listening on the archive, we're going to take a break. Please share the show with your friends and family, people you want to get to know. Have a conversation around it. Check out Guru Teresa's website. Maybe females, maybe, you know, maybe even have to know each other because, you know, sometimes. Nah, I'm not going to put that energy out there. Rather than complain about what's going on, about females or why females don't get along or why we're so catty and wild this, and we, not me, we, you, what you say. Let's be clear about that. We don't do this. We females don't do that. Well, here's a tool for you to actually say and be compassionate with one another and understand maybe the reason why some females do what they do, some ladies are just kind of like, because they're out of balance. They're operating from the challenge side of their moon cycle. Let's take a break. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. I'm going to take a quick break and come back and then release the show. Tomorrow I have John Holland joining us. We're talking about the power of the soul. The power of the soul. Yes, how we can connect with it to help it support us and connect with loved ones who are on the other side of the veil. Knowing that all is truly well. Carly Jackson, remind us, realign us, refresh us about who we truly are. Carly Jackson, I am.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford. child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. That's the official time, but we go over because we can. And, actually, if I was to end the show right now, it would be great. But we're going to go a little bit over because we can. I want to thank you all for being here. And I was just thinking, you know, during the break, we, those of us in the communication business, teachers and people who have to communicate with other people during Mercury retrograde, we need to be super gentle with ourselves because, you just never know what's going to happen. But anyway, we got through it and all is well. I just want to thank you all. I am so grateful for you for being here. You energize me because it's just it's a beautiful thing to be doing this together. We are one. We are the one. And when we do it together, everyone benefits. And yeah, check out the website of Guru's Heritage, all the hosts, the guests that we bring on, the work. But really, more importantly, and I'll say it again, Guru's Heritage repeated it, and I'm going to repeat it again. It is so, so important for us to take our spiritual practice seriously. And seriously, when I say seriously, with some kind of fun to it, a lightheartedness. Let's not make our spiritual practice, let's not make it spiritual perfection. Because it's not about perfection. Sometimes you're going to be on. Sometimes you're going to feel grounded. And there are going to be some time where you don't have a clue what's going on. Boy, if you only know, sometimes I'm doing a show, I don't know what I'm doing next. It's like, what is going on here? But we've got to learn and remember there's so much. We're part of this universe, this one song, one united sound. And so, which means everyone is singing their tune, expressing themselves. And if we're one and we're all connected, that means that if one person is feeling happy, sad, depressed, then a part of it is alive in me, if we're one. If there's chaos in another continent, then a part of us is feeling it because we're one, right? If someone is overjoyed, if someone is prosperous, if someone is grateful, a part of me is in touch with that. So it's really about being gentle. It's about, you know, we joked about men being mysterious and women being mysterious. It is what it is. We've just got to learn and understand ourselves. And the more we understand who we are, the better we can express ourselves, the more we can be compassionate with ourselves and with others. Because really, you can't be compassionate with others if you haven't. You can fake it. You can manufacture it. But inside, you can be feeling like, oh, I'm so through with this. But it's really about the inner work. And we are all where we need to be. All is well, regardless of how you're showing up. What is your intention? Why are you here? What are you seeking to achieve? Don't beat yourself up. Where you are is where you are. It's almost time to release the show. I am so grateful. Tomorrow, we have world-renowned psychic medium John Holland joining us. As I said, talking about the power of the soul.
We're going to have some soul conversations in connecting with loved ones. And maybe we may, I don't know, we'll see what happens. Maybe we'll gift some readings. Now, we're not going to do readings all through the show. Just bear that in mind. But we may pick selected few. If you're feeling that you put it out in the ether that you really want a reading from John Holland. I mean, what? John Holland? You might want to call in early, but you know, we want to support you in your spiritual growth, in your spiritual practice, by educating you, empowering you, and helping you tap into the psychic mediumship that is you, because we all have access. It's time to release the show. I don't know what song I'm going to play yet, but I'm going to see. What else do I need to tell you? I need to tell you this, if I don't say anything before I release the show, I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. I really, really do. More than I can put in words. So if you really want to know how much I love and appreciate you, tap into your heart chakra. Go to that heart center and just feel what love feels like. Yes. And then when you catch it, multiply it by 50. I'm not joking. I'm serious. I'm so grateful for you being here. Let's see. Yeah, I haven't played this song in a long time. Where is it? Where is it? I'm not going to tell you what it is. You're going to find it. Well, I got to tell you what it is once I find it. let's take an adventure in paradise. I haven't played that song. What is really going on? Maybe because I can't find it. Michael Beckwith, isn't it? This thing's in alphabetical order. But I have so much files here. So much going on with Life Conversations Radio. Lots of changes going on. Letting go and embracing death and rebirthing, and we move with the shift, and all is well, regardless of how we're showing up. Trust the process of life. I am. Be love. It's so important to be love, because that's what you are really ultimately. And be true to yourself, because when you're true to yourself, you're compassionate with yourself. You allow yourself to make a mistake. And you realize a mistake is just another opportunity to refine what you're doing that you're trying to get better at. And when you can be love and you're true to yourself, it becomes very easy for you to be loved. Because some of us want to love others. We want to give, but we don't allow ourselves to receive the love, to let it come back. And then the intellectual spiritual one, say, well, if you're loved, you don't need to be loved. Go sit down somewhere. Yes, it's important. You're a spiritual being having a human experience. So have a full human experience and have a full spiritual experience. We're taking you on an adventure in paradise. Michael Bernard Beckwith is coming up next. To find out more about Michael Bernard Beckwith, go to his website, his church, his center, his healing center, the agapelive.com, agapelive.com. And I think I'll play some other songs after that. I don't know what yet, because I'm living in the moment. And when you live in the moment, you got to trust the process. Michael Bernard Beckwith, Adventure in Paradise. I'm taking you with me. As a matter of fact, you're already with me. So thank you. Be well and be still. Peace and blessings. Take a breath, take a breath.
Your stimulus package. Intimacy is one of the most important things in our life. In my country, when two people meet, there is a new spirit that is born out of that relationship, which is called the spirit of intimacy, because healthy relationships are at the heart of human being life. When we meet someone, it's important to let our guard down, to surrender to what is being born, so that we can begin to experience that spirit of intimacy that is being born between us. When we meet and open our heart, we are able to then welcome someone into our heart while welcoming ourselves.
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.